There's no obvious link between tough laws and levels of illegal drug use. This was the finding of a government report announced yesterday. It was one of the big national stories of the day, talked about on Question Time last night. We were discussing it on Question Time Extra Time on my show on Five Live last night. And Karen got in touch with me on the network last night. I wanted to bring this story to you too, because her son Daniel is 28 years of age and addicted to cocaine. She believes that decriminalising drugs is the only way to help users. And this was such a passionate plea for help from a mum that I wanted you to hear it. Karen started by telling me how Daniel got addicted to drugs.
At 15, went to a football match, got in with the wrong crowds. He was offered a line of cocaine. And from then, it's just gone downhill completely. I pay the drug dealers.
You pay the drug dealers?
I do, yeah. To keep my son safe. Daniel is so addicted that he tried to take his own life because I cannot get no help, nowhere. What all they say to me is that cocaine is not addictive. But believe you me, Stephen, it has destroyed my life.
So your son is 28 now. So
he
this has
is,
been
yeah.
the last 13 years, presumably.
He has, yeah. And the medical team, what he's under at the hospital, have told him he will be dead by the time he's 30. And I cannot help him. So as a mother, what do I do tomorrow night? I stand on a street corner and I pay a drug dealer for the Cornish cocaine he had last weekend, just to keep him safe.
What do you mean, keep him safe?
So, because if he doesn't pay Stephen for the cocaine, they threaten to beat him. So what do I do as a mother? Somebody tell me. Because I can't get no help, Stephen. I haven't got the money to put him in rehab. And he is totally destroyed by it.
When you say he's destroyed by it, what impact is it having on him physically? What does it do to him?
Physically, he now has a colostomy bag on. Because it's ruined all his bowels. He self-harms quite frequently. Because he's that addicted. He has a girlfriend of 12 years and he's due to get married next year. He won't see that wedding. And when his girlfriend goes to work, I am a mum. Well, I'm his mum, and I have to babysit him. So he doesn't do anything to himself because he wants the cocaine. And people are telling me that cocaine is not addictive. And my life has been destroyed by it.
You've mentioned some of the physical harm that he's done to his own body.
Yeah.
Psychologically, he must be messed up.
He is. I had a brain hemorrhage 2 years ago because of the stress. So, what do I do?
When you say, Karen, you're asking for help.
I believe that, this is my opinion, I believe every drug should be legalised. I believe it will take the crime wave down. I think it will
My
take
goodness, considering what cocaine has done to your son, you want it legalised?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Because the cocaine my son is now snorting, the last batch he snorted had rat poison in. So I think if it's legalised, people can help him and probably get him off the drug. But I don't know. It's all right for people at the top saying, well, we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. They don't live our life. I'm a decent person. I stand on a street corner tomorrow night paying a drug dealer.
How much do you pay?
Well, tomorrow evening I have to pay him £250, what I've worked for, to keep him safe or they'll beat him. And I have pleaded and pleaded with drug dealers not to give them it, and they just laugh at me as though I'm filth.
They laugh in your face?
Yes. One drug dealer spat at me. So tell me, what do I do as a mum? Do I pay the drug dealers? Or Do I let him get a beating? Or does he carry on taking the cocaine? And he's going to be dead by the time he's 30. And there is no help out there, Stephen. There's nothing. Nothing. At least with heroin users, they give him methadone. He doesn't qualify for that. Because they're saying it's not addictive.
I don't understand. When you go to who? Who are you asking for help? Which
everybody. Anybody. Cause
have you gone to his doctor?
I've been to GPs. I'm at the GPs every week. They put him on diazepam to try and stop the craving. So they're swapping one drug for another drug. I want my lad clean. And he wants help.
Have you considered picking up the phone to the police and getting him arrested?
Arrested what for, Stephen? He's just addicted to cocaine. He's not a criminal.
Well, he would be in the possession of cocaine. Yeah, I'm not telling you to do this. Well, hold on, Karen. Okay. I'm not telling you to do this.
I know that.
But we're going through a range of options here.
Yeah.
One of them, some people might suggest, is to get your son basically put into jail, arrested, charged, yes, criminalised, put into jail, where he won't have access to the drugs every day.
Stephen, you get cocaine in prison. It's rife, you get it in jail. So what's the point in getting him arrested and locked up? As much as I would like to do, I would put him in jail if I thought it would get him clean. But it won't.
He must see the impact he's having, not just on himself, but on you. What he's doing to his own mother.
He's absolutely devastated. But there's not, he can't stop the addiction.
Because this is a lot of pressure for you to take. I know that you sound that you've got yourself together tonight, but this must be just driving you mad.
I am absolutely devastated because I'm going to lose him. I'm going to put my lad in the ground and I want help and there is nothing out there. If I thought putting my son in jail for possession of cocaine, I would do it tonight. So, it's desperate. There is nothing out there, Stephen. There is no help for him.
What's shocking me tonight is your son's 28.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And here we have a mum on air tonight, you, saying that you think your son will be dead by he's 30.
Yeah, he's my world.
So you think
I'm going to lose him.
So you think this is a ticking time bomb? You think he's got a few months to live?
Yeah, they told him. They told him. He's had an heart attack already. He had an heart attack at 25. The left side of his heart doesn't work properly. And he's going to die. So what option do I have? Do I pay that drug dealer tomorrow night? I'd like to smash his face in, but I can't. Because they'll beat him. And this is real life. And I'm sick of people saying, oh, well, it's not addictive and we'll do this and we'll do that. Nobody's doing nothing, Stephen. I'm crying out for help with my son and there's nothing. I had a brain hemorrhage because of the stress. And when I had the brain hemorrhage, my son was outside the hospital snorting cocaine because he couldn't cope. So, what's the answer? Tell me. As a mum.
I don't know what to say to you. I feel so, so sorry for you.
I am absolutely distraught, Stephen.
You know, there's part of me wondering how many people will be angry at your son.
What for? He knows what he's doing. He knows it's wrong.
Well, because think about how much he's hurting you.
He knows that. But when you've got addictive personality, once you get into that zone and you want that drug, they don't care about anything else. They don't care, Stephen.
I want us as a programme to contact some of the authorities and let's see what help should be out there for someone
Daniel
like you. Because you're crying out for help.
Yeah, all my son has been offered is counselling. He doesn't need to talk to people. He could talk to me, and he does. He needs help. I don't want people to judge Daniel. He's a great lad. He's he's a smashing lad. He's just addicted to cocaine. And I have to pay... I have had a drug dealer on the phone to me this evening. I cannot get all the money together to pay him tomorrow. And if I don't pay him the full lot tomorrow, they're going to my son's house and removing his televisions.
You see, it is the... let me find the right words for this, Karen. It is the despicable arrogance with which those drug dealers are behaving that I'm sure will be angering the vast majority of people listening to this tonight. That they're that they're not afraid of getting caught.
No, they're
that
not.
That they feel at ease in this country to ring you, threaten you.
Yeah.
Openly sell cocaine, that they feel that they would be at ease to walk into your son's home and take his televisions. You know, this is where you do start asking, are you sure that the authorities would not back you up if you reported those drug dealers? Are you sure that the courts would not back you up and that they would be put away for a long, long time?
It doesn't work, Steve. I've tried it. And I've got the backlash from it. I got my own windows put in because I reported a drug dealer when Daniel had the heart attack. I got my windows put in.
Well, I just wanted to bring you that heartfelt testimony from that mother, and obviously I'm interested in your reaction if you have found yourself in a similar situation as a parent. What is the answer? What does she do? 08459 555 678. And I see someone here saying, you know, Stephen, why are we bringing this caller from England to hear? It's nothing to do with us. For goodness sake. You know, it doesn't matter where someone lives. We can empathise with their story, can't we? And there will be very, very similar instances here in Northern Ireland. I can see you reacting to this already, actually. And if we don't have time today, and let's see if we do, but if we don't have time today, we will, of course, come back to this on Monday with some of your stories and advice for that mum. What does she do? She's frightened. And she needs help. She says her son's going to be dead within the next year or so.